Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLKHD. Rono. It's your thing in the morning.
All right, it's Friday.
There it is.
Woo!
There it
is.
Hello, Friday.
Hi.
I've been waiting for you for a long time.
Hello, Friday. Ooh. How's it going?
Good.
Monica, Zach, Antoine. Monica, did you know that Antoine had a hot date last night?
He had a hot date last night.
Antoine, Freddie Mac.
Oh.
They went to see comedian Nate Bargatze together last night. Ooh.
We did.
How's it going? Did you guys hold hands?
We did not.
Because
he got there late.
Oh, so you were afraid you were going to be stood up on your date?
I was making friends with the people sitting beside me.
There you go.
They're like, are you here by yourself? Well, I guess I am.
Apparently I am as well.
Until Frederick shows up.
Hi, I'm Antoine. I'm a loser. How late was he?
It's funny because I called him Monica when he got there. It was like...
Now that's an insult to Monica.
It was 7:20 when I showed him the phone when he sat down. Him and his wife, Katie, sat down. I was like, this show started 20 minutes ago.
Oh.
Yeah.
And left you hanging
just
there.
Just left me hanging. No text, no
Dang.
Nothing. It was very inconsiderate of him.
Monica, have you ever experienced the feeling of waiting for someone who's late? I'm not sure if you have, because you always seem to, you either are the late one or you manage to have this whole.
I've been doing a lot better.
I didn't say yours.
You have been.
But
yeah. I do believe
Monica also has this timing ninja thing where she's never going to wait for anyone. It's almost as if you know. So if they're going to be late, so will you. So you'll end up at the same time. So I'm not sure if you've ever waited around for anybody.
I have experienced it. And usually I go in and I'm the seat saver. So.
Like at a restaurant or something like that.
Yeah. Usually it's a restaurant.
Can I get a table for seven?
Because I mean, you could
wait
always
till everybody else.
You could wait in the car, but I'm not going to wait in the car. I just go ahead and find a seat.
I feel like that's almost more awkward. Like when people are pulling in, like, why is this person just sitting in their car?
Yeah, so I just get out and find a seat.
Worst to be that seat saver person if you end up somewhere first. I think I remember the last time it happened to me was I went to the movies to see one of the Star Wars movies. And I think it was one of the first weeks or two that it was out.
Was it very popular? No.
Probably. And I had to, you know, I was going with like five or six other people. And you're trying to see how long can I hold my jacket out in some sort of way.
But no, I'm sorry. That seat's safe. I know just a tiny bit of sleeve is hanging on it, but that means ownership.
That's my seat.
Yeah.
I hate those people. I don't hang out with them ever. I dumped them all. That was it. I'm like, you're all fired as friends.
Dang.
Seat saving is the worst. Friday in the house.
Woo!
Thang is here, feeling good. We've all shoveled ourselves out of this tremendous snowstorm.
I know, it was crazy.
I hurt my back trying to get rid of all that nothing.
Yeah.
Did you go to the grocery store?
I did not, actually, because I did not need groceries, so I did not run out there.
I needed a couple items, and right when I walked in the store, there were like a ton of people rushing in.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, is there something that I don't know? Like, you know,
is it showing up later?
Yeah, because I even looked to the skies. I'm like, I see a flurry, but, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. And some areas got a little something
if you're down
near Whitville and whatever. But in the Roanoke area, which our houses happen to exist, there's nothing going on. What I told my kids when they came home is I did such a good job of shoveling, man. Shoveled everything.
Yeah, it's gone.
I shoveled your ride home. I shoveled everything for
you. Cleared it out.
And I did it with a spoon. We got a bunch of stuff. Thang hacks on the way today. I'm going to help you out if you got kids in your car. Also, if you miss Country Boy Ryan from yesterday's Ghost Hunters.
Oh, man.
Just, you know, he's like a warm cup of coffee on this Friday morning. So you can just sit back and listen to his voice. Diamond of the Day is next.
To Bride, she sent a nasty note to one of her guests. And now, I mean, I don't know who you side with. You hear the details. You sat with the guest or with the bride?
Is this 2 days in a row for a wedding? Because yesterday it was the bride that punched somebody at the wedding.
Oh, yeah, Antoine had that.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe she sent a note after that wedding.
Maybe it was. Okay, who's in the right? Yep. Who's in the wrong? Too many emotions at weddings, man. That's next.
Hey! Memories bring back your...
Who's in the right? Who's in the wrong? Bride versus everyone.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
It's like, what's the number one rule as a guest to a wedding for females?
Okay.
In particular.
To not match the bride.
Right. Say, don't wear
don't
a wedding
wear
dress.
White.
Okay.
Don't wear white.
Yes.
Is that sort of thing where you can't wear white at all?
No, you don't. You're not supposed to. I don't know who made up the rule. I mean, but I get it.
Yeah, so that the bride in her white gown stands out.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I would feel my argument would be that a wedding gown stands out at a wedding. I would say, to me, it would be more, the rule of thumb is, don't come wearing a gown to a wedding. That's all it is.
But see,
but a white gown, like, because the bride shows up in her white dress, we all pay attention, and we all take pictures.
And what I see these days, sometimes, is like, when they change from the ceremony to the reception, sometimes they change into a more
relaxed dress,
white dress. It's not the gown,
like,
too.
They have a two-parter wedding dress now, where you take off
rip it off.
Yeah.
But if somebody wore just a random white outfit to a wedding, I wouldn't even notice. I mean, I wouldn't even put those two things together. There are plenty of just random mini skirt type dress that a woman could wear, and I wouldn't even think twice about it being anywhere near a wedding dress. But I guess it's the color.
You're not supposed to. Well, someone did at this girl's wedding. And so, you know how you send out the thank you notes?
Mm-hmm.
She sent her a thank you note. She said, it was an honor to share this entitlement, the entitlement of wearing a white dress with you. Best wishes.
Mm. Boy, that's not passive aggressive at all.
Mm.
Well, people side with the bride.
I mean, it's her day. She makes the rules. On the wedding, the bride makes the rules.
Yeah, but okay. It was a little dig, but I mean.
Yeah.
Then list it in your rules and regulations. When you're sending out the wedding invitation, say, here's all the things that I'm going to get really upset about if you do any of these things.
I guess she figured she didn't have to.
I don't know.
But a lot of people are sharing it and sharing the note because, of course, you got to take a picture of the note before you send
the note. If it was a dress that looked like a wedding dress, then I think that's fair. But if it's just a random dress, looks nothing like it, and it just happens to have some white in it, then,
What if you show up too sexy to a wedding?
I can't help it. I'm very sexy.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you show up in a sexy dress.
You're not supposed to distract.
Right.
From the bride. That's the rule.
Okay, well, then let's just lay it down then. The bride will wear white. She will wear her beautiful Cinderella gown. Everybody else will dress like the Handmaid's Tale, okay? You come in here, you put those blinder things on, and make them
look.
No, no cute. Nope, because if you're remotely
cute. Navy blue pantsuit.
Right.
What if the bride's ugly? Then you're going to distract from this, even in your cuteness. I can't have that. Everyone must wear gray.
But then you shouldn't have been invited then.
All drab everything all the time. Men in suits, black only, no colored ties of any kind. No pop. There shall be no pop of any kind.
No pop.
No pop.
Okay.
I'm on the side of the other person.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the side of the bride.
Yeah, yeah, well, it's the bride.
I'm on the bride's
side.
I'm
afraid of her. That's why.
Nope,
I live in fear.
I respect her day.
Day.
I respect her day.
See you in the Handmaid's world, people. Good morning. What say you? 52353. Thang hacks are on the way. I'm going to help you out with your kids in the car. Antoine's got a wake-up hack, which is good, because we need those. Because waking up sucks. No one wants to do it, so let's see what we can do. What's yours about, Monica?
Well, with the cold weather, I was thinking about spring and summer and how I can't wait for it to warm up.
Okay.
So I have a hack to use on the beach.
Okay, a beach hack.
Okay.
The last time Monica had a beach hack, it involved an umbrella in your butt crack. So beware of whatever this is. Did you hear our country boy yesterday? He's fun. I just want to listen to his voice. It's a good way to start your morning. That's my wake-up hack. Next.
Talking.
Shout out to you on the text, 52353. Enjoying country boy Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Steven in Blacksburg says, welcome to Sidewinders.
Yeah.
And somebody else says, all right. Ryan.
Should have gotten him. We missed opportunity. We should have gotten him to say a lot of things.
Oh man.
Should have just had. All right, now say this.
We might have to get him back. You're listening to K92 Morning Thing. How you doing? Yeah, cool. Let's call. We have his number. We can call him back. Let's see if we can get a little something.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
We try to help you on Friday.
Yeah.
Helpful life tips. I got things when you're dealing with kids in the car.
Okay.
Because they're a pain. So I have one that will be helpful.
Right.
Because it's one of my biggest complaints in the car. The other one I think is not helpful at all.
I have something that I know both of you guys are going to roll your eyes out. And there's no way you would download this app. But I feel kind of like a Monica thing-ish. I'm like, there's one person out here that will like this app.
Here we go.
There's a person. Wait a minute. Don't you all hear? What?
Here you go being all like me. Oh, no.
The audacity.
Don't be like me. Nobody should be like me.
I've helped a couple people. You talking about one person with your app.
Last time Monica did a warm weather summertime hack, which is what she's talking about because she's already got visions for the summer.
Exactly.
It involved
an
umbrella in your butt. Okay.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second.
Exactly.
What's wrong
help?
With it?
Who did that help?
If it's your umbrella,
it better
do whatever
be.
You want.
It better be your umbrella.
Well, if it's your butt, you can do whatever you want to.
Uh-huh.
It shouldn't be somebody else's.
Yeah.
Kids in the car. Most annoying thing. Go. What is it?
Kids fighting.
Nope.
Asking when they're going to be there.
Nope.
Eating. Spilling food.
Nope. Oh, trust me, all of these things are like tied for second.
Yeah, well,
number one for me, and it comes down to my son because he sits behind me.
Kicking your seat.
Kicking my seat.
Oh, no.
Always with the kicking of the seat. They love the kicking of the seat. It is one of those true moments where you want to turn around and say, I'm going to take this car back to Vancouver.
Oh,
you know, it's those moments. So what do you do?
And tie their feet together.
Well, yes. Exactly. No. See, now we're getting
put them in a trunk.
Tie their shoes together.
Leave them at home.
Leave them at home.
There you go.
Yeah, see, what you need to do, if this is a Monica thing hack, you actually need to stick a little bar in the floorboards of the car, and then you tie their shoelaces to the bar. If it's Velcro, I'd just get a rope. Just get a rope. Actually, you know what? We'll put straps on the bar. It's much easier that way.
Uh-huh.
And you just hook their feet into the straps, and they're trapped. That's not this.
Okay.
Okay.
I was like, okay, all right.
This actually is not going to stop them kicking your seat. You're just going to have to keep yelling at them. That's fine. But my biggest gripe about it is the back of my seat, man.
Mm-hmm.
This is my car. Cars are expensive. Yeah. Kids don't care.
No, they don't.
Kids don't care about the expense of anything. They just think, fine, get a new car then, stupid. That's
they don't
all
understand.
They, right. They don't understand. So they actually make what's called kick mats. So it's this thing you hang on the back of your seat. So when your child rubs their dirty, nasty, grimy feet all over everything, it at least gets the thing dirty and not your seat.
Okay. Well, I like it and I don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like it encourages them to do
it. I know.
More.
That
That's what I was thinking. It gives you a target.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because then when they get in somebody else's car,
they start doing that. They don't have the kick mat.
You know what? Better idea. Electrified kick mat.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
They kick it. It's like a little zap. Like operation.
Yes, they touch it. They get a small corrective
safe.
Shock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Safe, medically, doctor proven. Bad doctor, but doctor proven.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes. Okay, electrified kick mat.
Okay.
That's what it is.
The other one,
I think this is terrible. This is encouraging everything bad when it comes to kids in the car. And this thing is going to be a grimy, disgusting disaster, which just happened to be in the same article, is they recommend get this entertainment center / organizer for your child. So you put this on the back of the seat. Look at this abomination
here. Ooh, that's messy.
This is horrible.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
It's something where their iPad fits in the middle, and then it has like two drink compartments.
Tissues.
Six
gummies.
Or seven compartments. Apartments for toys and snacks and markers and Skittles. And
no.
All. I mean, this is...
How about just sit down and just ride? Get to your destination and just call
you
it
think
a
think I won't pull this car over right now?
So really,
feet down.
What you're saying, Monica, is the...
Go back to the old school just sitting.
The poles in the floor with the stirrups is going to make the most
Look
sense.
Out the window.
Yeah, look out the... So what you do is you tape their head to the window. Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
That's funny.
All right, Antoine, I'd like to roll my eyes at you, so go for it.
Okay, but in hindsight, Monica should not roll her eyes at me for this because this is something that Monica likes to do. Monica, don't you like to call people for no reason? Absolutely no reason.
What's wrong with that?
Okay, there is an app called Wakey. W-A-K-I-E.
Wakey.
This app, if you're a part of this app, you can sign up for alarm clock phone calls.
Okay, so somebody else calls you.
So a rant, and you give a topic of conversation which you want to talk about too. They don't have your number. They call you through the app.
Uh-huh.
And when your alarm, you set it for 3:00 in the morning, instead of your alarm going off, somebody's calling you to talk about a topic that you've given them.
I'm
going to
sign up for Wakey.
You should sign up for Wakey.
Yeah, because everyone hates my phone calls. So I'll sign up for Wakey.
And this person has asked for your phone call and a topic.
I like Wakey. I'm the one person that likes it.
See, I told you.
Yeah.
I told you I had one person.
But I can see you only half like it. Because you want to wakey people.
Yeah.
But you don't want to get wakeyed by anybody.
Yeah, now I don't know if it works that way or not.
No, because...
Well, I guess, because if you don't sign up, if you don't set an alarm.
Okay.
You don't have to set an alarm, so nobody
The question would be, is this a thing, you have to give and receive? If you're giving out wakeys, do you have to take a wakey? Or can you just give out wakeys?
I think you probably just give out wakeys.
Monica, man, you might quit your job and just give out wakeys.
I give out wakeys already.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You call your mom every morning, right?
I do every morning.
And she doesn't want wakey.
No, she
doesn't. She did not sign up for wakey.
No, I called Jared and he'll be at work and I'm like, I called yesterday. I really didn't want any. I didn't want anything.
You never
And I said, you know, I don't see anything but like a couple of flurries. He said, is that what you called to tell me?
It was like, you guys, in your head, Monica, you are already in the middle of a conversation with the person you're calling.
And Antoine, I'm going to tell you right now, I like Wakey. Not for me. I think it's stupid.
Uh-huh.
But it's going to keep Monica away from us. She's going to call me less because she can go Wakey somebody.
Yes, there we go. Like, we all win.
Don't you need to go Wakey Karen?
I like the app.
You go Wakey Karen.
Wakey.
All right, I like that. Summertime, it'll be here before you know it. It's right around the corner. I thought of that. I went to the dentist this week, and when you make your appointment for the next time, it's going to gonna be the end of August. Summer's gonna be over already. So Monica has a thang hack to have you wakey. Next up here on the K92 Morning Thing.
I woke up like this.
Yes, you did. Here we go. Wakey, wakey, Monica do thang hacky. That didn't rhyme.
No, it didn't.
Steaky.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Wakey, wakey, Monica, your butt, Monica, will break it. I screwed it up. More coffee. All right. Woo.
Okay, so
you be quiet.
Okay, so we're ready for spring weather.
Oh yeah,
especially with the ups and downs, like the temperature changes, like it's cold, freezing, and then the next
day.
Give
me something
spring.
Consistent.
You know, I will say there's some people that they aren't ready for spring because they're salty that we haven't really gotten any.
They want
snow. Winter weather.
Yeah.
I'm good without it. I don't care.
I'm all right.
Yeah, I'm all
fine.
Set. Let's roll
fine.
On into spring. Let's do
think
this.
Think about the beach.
Yes. Shrimp.
Yeah,
things like that.
I know it.
All right,
I know
take us to the beach, Monica.
On the beach, and I don't tan. I just have like a natural.
A natural,
tan.
Yeah.
You
natural.
Were born
well,
tan,
yes.
Which
but
is
you
great.
Know, people lay out on the tan on a beach and they start tanning. They have like that little reflector.
That the metal looking thing, yeah.
And I was thinking
the
about that.
Have you ever seen someone with the reflector?
I've seen that at pools. I've never seen it at the beach, but I've seen it at pools before.
Yeah. So people lay out with that thing.
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
And I was in the shower just thinking about it because I was thinking about the beach and all just everything with the beach. And I said, well, why not do this? Pull up, take your license plate off, and use that.
If you forget your reflector, you can just.
If you forget your reflector, just take your plates off your car.
Of course.
I mean, you arrive there, you have your plates,
right.
Save some money, save $5, $10. I don't know how much the thing costs. And just use your license plate.
Well, you need multiple because the thing with the big reflector is that it's getting all of that upper body, shoulder to shoulder.
You got two license plates.
So you need to use both of them.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if you have friends, take their plates off too.
Oh, yes, that's right. You know what? And if you don't have friends, just make friends with the person next to you. Take their license
plate. I know, you put it back.
Right, they won't mind.
Yeah, you're at the beach all day.
Yes.
At the pool all day.
And it helps because if they're running from the law, then the law will not see their license plate.
That's
there
true.
You go.
Right. So you'd be like, hey, is anyone on the lam? I am here to use your license plate as
that's
a reflector.
Oh, yeah.
That's fantastic,
help it
Monica.
Out one or two people.
There you go,
that's
Monica.
Great.
Uh-huh.
The one
get
or two people
on, right?
Still left on Earth that want to lay out and just let skin cancer soak into their body. I don't think I've ever seen one of those reflectors actually in play, like not in a movie or anything.
I have.
Like that.
I have. I've seen them at a pool before.
Look, I've seen them on Stranger Things. I mean, that's like when they're laying at the pool there. I've never been to a pool. You've seen like a real human with a reflector.
Yes, I have.
Okay.
An older lady, yes.
All right. Well, next time you see them,
use
just
plates.
Hand them a license plate. That's all they need.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. All right, maybe it should snow.
Wakey, wakey.
Wakey, wakey. My brain is breaky.
Aww.
There it is. Okay, there.
You got
see,
it.
I finally did. There it is. Coming up in the trending is the most obvious of studies and how to make money off of robocalls. So not you making robocalls.
Okay.
Not you becoming the Prince of Nigeria or anything. But when those robocall people call you, how to get paid for them harassing you. Up to $3,000.
Well,
you can make $3,000 on one robocall, one annoying call that is on the way next in the trending. Who or what needs to be told, fork you? Start getting it in now. There is a trend in this world. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why this is all over the place. This is something we all like to have and enjoy, and they're taking it away from us. Why are they taking it away? I'll explain in my fork you. You can text in yours to 52353. Now, you want to make money off of robocalls?
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Well, all you
they're
have to
call
do
you anyway.
Is sit through this entire segment because it's at the end of it.
Oh.
Sorry, it's number one trending.
I know.
It's called the tease.
I was so excited.
Talk about money.
You got like 2 whole minutes you got to sit through. First up, we'll start with a study that has released information that we all knew the answer to already. But science says beer goggles are real.
Now it's official.
We talk about this like once a year where they do a study.
I believe so,
where they do a study.
They have a study.
How dare they?
Yeah, and I'm like, beer goggles. Yeah, we know.
You almost wonder if it's the same study that happened 25 years ago and those people just re-release it every year for web hits. You know,
it
something.
Works.
It does work. Now, what they do say about it is, beer goggles are real, of course. What they say is they exist. It doesn't make you lower your standards.
Mm-hmm.
It just keeps you from being as judgmental as you are when you're sober.
Mm.
I'm interested. I want them to do a study where they put a person in front of somebody sober, and that person has to rate them 1 to 10. Mm-hmm. And then they do that again while their participant is drunk. They rate the same person and see what number they give them.
Yeah.
To see how that
this.
Changes.
It might be.
Yeah.
What you have to do with that one, too, is you need to do the study, and then you need to send them away for 6 months so they just completely forget
the person
whatsoever. Because if they are, I gave that guy an 8, so let me just give him an 8 again or mm-hmm. 9. I give you a 9. Nah, you're cute. And do it that way.
Yeah.
Because what this says
get them
is
drunk enough.
They monitored people at a bar, and they found that sober people got easily distracted by attractive faces.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hey, she's cute. What's mm-hmm. going on? But drunk people got distracted by all faces.
Everything starts to blur.
Right. Yeah. So you're just like, hey, you have a face.
Universal face.
With the nose and the mouth and things.
So it's possible that when you're drunk, you give attention to somebody you might not give attention to because you're not even processing good looking or not. You're like, face. Uh-huh. She has one of those. Yeah. So there you go. You know what I'll do, Monica? This will save me time this time next year. I'll save this study with the highlights already on it.
There
so
you
then
go.
I can read it again in the teaser. See you in a year, beer goggle story.
Number 2.
This is one that I'm shocked has not happened already, but makes total sense. Disney is going to start selling wedding dresses based on the Disney princesses.
That's surprising. I agree with you. That's surprising.
That hasn't already happened.
Especially like prom dresses, if nothing else.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you could buy dresses that look, you know,
yeah,
of course you can buy a Cinderella dress.
No, with the Disney logo, like a Nike logo.
This is not necessarily saying it's going to look exactly like it's designs that are inspired by or, you know, in the vein of blah, blah, blah.
They make their money, man.
Yeah. Oh, they do. Yeah. And they're talking Ariel from Little Mermaid. Mm-hmm. An interesting wedding. Jasmine from Aladdin. I mean, hello.
Yeah.
What is that wedding
dress
look like?
That'd be revealing.
They say the prices will range from $1,200 all the way up to $10,000.
Yep.
And it's going through Allure Bridals. So if you want to be the Disney princess, that's where we are
now. Disney wedding right there.
Mm-hmm. Number 1.
All right, everybody wants to make money off robocalls.
Yep,
yes, we do.
Like, all right, we get it on all the other things.
I have my paper and pen right now.
Mm-hmm. And it involves minimal effort because this company handles most of the getting paid part for you. So what you can do is there's a company called Do Not Pay. And they just released a new product that's called Robo Revenge.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps you trap robocallers and instantly sue them.
Ooh.
So when you sign up, they give you a burner credit card. So it's a fake credit card.
This is all kind of shady, but we'll keep going.
But they're shady in the first place. So it's one of those ones where it's like, well, fine. You want to fight dirty? I'm going to fight dirty back. So they'll give you a burner.
Okay.
And it has no attachment to any of your bank accounts or anything, but it will go through as a credit card. And the next time you get an unsolicited call, you pretend you're interested. You use the burner card to pay. That charge gives Robo Revenge a way to trace who's behind the call. They will sue them instantly on your behalf and for up to $3,000 a call because that's what it is under the Telephone Consumer Protection Act.
Huh.
Okay.
So they immediately sue and say, settle with my client.
Do not pay.
The only downside of this is that it only works on companies that are based in the United States. So if you get scam calls from Russia or China or Nigeria or whatever, it doesn't work on those. But there's plenty in the United States that also call you. So if you are interested, it's called Do Not Pay. I have not tried it, so I know nothing about it. So go ahead and do your research on it. But the piece of paper with the highlights on it tells me that you could get up to $3,000 because of it. And it doesn't look like it's any financial commitment on your end. So well, it is. Who or what needs to be told? Fork you. Get them in now to 52353. Also, top moments of the week. We count them down next. I received zero support this week from the other members of the K92 Morning Thing. We'll explore that here in the top moments of the week right now. Also, who or what needs to be told fork you other than Antoine and Monica for sucking? Text in to 52353. We'll do a prize for our favorite. Got a bunch of Rail Yard Dogs tickets that are good for any game. So we'll hook you up a little something if we like you. So 52353 on that. Now, the top moments of the week.
Mm.
The week that was here on the K92 Morning Thing.
I think we had a good week. Stuff. What do we do?
I felt very supportive this week.
I think so.
I felt very supportive.
Definitely.
Oh, did you now?
I did. Uh-huh. I felt like I was there for everybody.
I
they needed
felt
me the most.
Alone. I felt on a desert island all by myself. The two of you hung me out to dry. That is one of the moments here in the top moments of the week. It's actually moment number one, so you'll have to wait for it. And you know what? We had a bunch of stuff going on this week, so we usually just count down the top three. I have a bonus, and it is a little bonus moment because I just... I don't think we are ever going to have a sister station relationship with a radio station in Australia after the things we said about that entire continent.
I'm okay with that.
That's one of those ones. You can't trust a country that's also its own continent.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is that? No. Antoine has pointed out everything's just, it's too weird.
Everything
down there.
Is scary in Australia. I don't know how they live there.
Mm-mm. In Australia.
They don't have the average anything.
No.
Bug, animal, like toilet. Just, right, everything's different over there.
The toilet's broken there.
Yeah.
So you don't know what you're getting with this cockroach. I mean, you think, oh, yeah, it's a little cockroach. I go
I'll
step on it.
But no.
What if it's 4 feet high and it's got boxing gloves and it's like ready for you?
Yeah.
Come on, I'm gonna take you down. This is my house now.
Yeah.
Nope.
Mm-hmm.
We're not making friends there.
That's okay.
I don't want to. You know what? They probably have a morning show there where it's one guy, a cockroach, and a bat. Like, that's the show. Mm-hmm.
And if you make friends there, then you may have to visit there, and I refuse.
Oh, God.
I will not.
No,
I'm not going
visit.
To Australia until they figure out a way to just travel straight through Earth and get to the other side.
Because the flight is how long?
Oh, 20 hours.
Too long.
You know what the flight is, Monica? Deep
okay.
vein thrombosis.
Yes,
that's
no,
all
thank you,
it
pass.
Is. Okay, top moments of the week here on the K92 Morning Thing. And I want to like Australia.
It's a day. It's a day in 7 hours, just
Whoa.
So you know.
Right. And how can you trust anywhere where it's already tomorrow? See, they have one up on us.
Uh-huh.
It's an unfair advantage. They already know what happens today. I can't trust them. They're never going to fully tell us the truth because they're not going to give up the control. We're here trapped in yesterday, and they're already tomorrow. First top moment of the week, number three. I was an achievement, but a very pathetic achievement at that. It was my confession this week because we have one of those water counter water mm-hmm. bottle things here. It puts out filtered water and it tells you how many bottles you've saved. And, well, you know, I'm competitive, so there's certain numbers I just want to have. I went over to get myself some water,
uh-huh.
and the counter was on 1971.
Okay.
1971.
1971, which sounds relatively insignificant.
Mm-hmm.
If you wanted to call it a year, it would be 1971.
Okay. Yes.
Well, you see, guys.
Random year.
I was born, I'm a bicentennial baby. I was born in 1976.
Okay.
The 200th anniversary of America. Me and America, we were born, we were celebrating our birthday in 1976. And I thought to myself, man, I really would like to have the 1976 bottle saved of this water.
Look at you.
But I know darn well if I fill up right now, I ain't gonna come. Someone else is gonna steal my thunder.
That's correct.
That will happen.
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I filled and poured out 5 bottles of water just so I could take a picture of 1976.
Wow. Hmm? Oh my gosh,
yep.
So
wow.
wasteful.
Probably killed a dolphin somewhere. I'm sure that's how this works.
Mm-mm-mm.
I'm not ashamed. I'm already ashamed of my entire life. So
yeah,
this, I mean,
so
this really doesn't
this just
make it
adds to it.
Yeah, exactly.
Another chapter in the book.
Speaking of chapters and books, Monica Brooks had an emotional moment this week.
Oh, yeah.
She shed tears, which she rarely does.
Mm-hmm.
But when you hear the stories of a stripper, I mean, that's what will break her
touch
down.
Touch your heart.
It was that stripper that fell off the pole 20 feet
Woo.
In the air. It's on our website, K92Radio.com. You want to see it. I mean, that'll rock your world.
Broke her face.
She broke her face, but still twerked off stage while she did it. She was on Wendy Williams. It's, again, who cries during the Wendy Williams show other than Wendy?
It touched me just a little bit.
Yeah, it touched Monica, made her cry.
I was watching Wendy Williams. And the stripper that fell and busted her face open.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That made
that
you cry?
That made me a little tear. Because she was on in her,
you
her
laughing
jaw.
So hard?
No, her jaw is wired shut. But she's telling her story. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. You got back up and you did your thing, girl.
Mm.
Like, and I was like, but it was one of those weird tears. I'm like, oh, my. Well,
that stripper twerked with a broken
it's
jaw.
It's a life lesson. It's a life lesson.
She's
no
going
matter,
to school and stuff.
No matter what life throws at you. Twerk through it.
Right. Yeah.
Twerk
you gotta
through
just
it.
Twerk it.
Even if you're the one who's been
twerking. Get back up.
If life throws a stripper at you and she lands in front of you, you just twerk right off. Yeah.
Yeah, she did her thing.
Well, and so, you know, what we have here is her trauma. You felt for her.
Yes, she
you
did.
You felt her during her trying time. You felt you had mm-hmm. you were in your feels and you wanted her to get better and you wanted to support her. Completely unlike when I'm in my trauma and you don't help me at all.
We were helping. We did help. We were trying
like
to
we
prepare
helped.
You.
I know. I
for
felt
your
like
day.
We gave advice, suggestions,
sure
and everything.
Antoine,
thank you.
You were even worse. Thank you. Nothing. Ain't no thank yous around here. I got to go to dummy class tomorrow. Driver improvement class. Dip class.
Mm-hmm.
8.5 hours, this ridiculous
All
thing.
Day.
And so I'm suffering. It is hanging over my head like a dark fart cloud. And yet these two are just piling on.
Helping.
You know what? While you enjoy this clip again, because I'm sure you will, why don't the two of you figure out which one of you is Heckle and which one is Jekyll? So we'll figure it out. You two.
It's going to be an all-day experience. You sit down, you get a lunch break.
Maybe they've upgraded. Maybe they've upgraded since we've been there, Monica. We haven't been in forever.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think they've upgraded it.
Just pause. Listen to the smiles in your voices. Do you hear that?
I know. I didn't hear anything. What?
It's also just so bright and smiley.
We haven't been in forever.
I don't think so. I don't think they've upgraded anything.
They roll out a TV on a cart.
I do too.
Yeah.
VHS.
Yeah. Look at that old tape.
Listen to that. Yes. You spit that drink out.
I did not.
Yes, you did. Yeah. Yeah! Boy, you're like the Kool-Aid man over there. You were so excited.
HS.
Yeah! Look at that old tape. It was all ashy.
Yeah, they got to do all the track of this stuff to kind of get it to the lines.
What? Y'all sound real excited over here.
Because you have to get the full experience.
It's like a spa day.
Without the spa.
Inhale.
Without the spa.
So it's like a day.
No. It's a spa day in hell is what Monica said.
It is. It's a spa day in hell. I didn't even hear that.
Man.
So.
It'll be all right. It'll be
I'm excited
time,
you
know?
For
You'll
you.
You'll get it done.
Great. How are the two of you today?
I'm doing good.
Don't care. Don't care.
Y'all the worst.
Oh, yeah. You're very excited over there, aren't you?
So while listening, I was trying to do my homework and figure out which one of us was Heckle and Jekyll. I didn't know they were based off of like real animated characters.
Yeah.
I thought it was just something people said.
No, they're annoying
the two birds.
Crows.
Yeah, yes. The crows or whatever. Yeah, I don't know which is which, though. I think I'm uplifter, and you are supporter.
I think
thank you.
Antoine, I believe you're Heckle, because you come out first, and you start saying, oh, it's like a spa day, and oh, this, and then Jekyll goes, inhale! Oh, yeah!
Yeah. That's what it is.
Oh,
chemistry. That's what we have. Exactly. We have chemistry.
Thanks for nothing here on the K92 Morning Thang. Who or what needs to be told fork you other than the two of you? Because obviously that's been done already. You can text it in to 52353. Favorite person is going to get some tickets to a Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs hockey game, so we'll hook you up. That is next.
Coming up next.
I don't know why this is being taken away from us. We like this. Why are they taking this?
Fork you! Fork you!
Fork you.
Who or what needs to be told? Sometimes we need to stand up and say no.
Mm-hmm.
I will not let this happen.
Okay.
And then they do it anyway. Like, I mean, I guess I am going to let this happen, but I don't know
fork
why.
Fork you!
Who or what needs to be told fork you? And let me just say fork you to chairs without armrests.
Fork you!
Why do we have chairs without armrests?
I don't know.
You mean like a stool or like...
Well, stools are just dumb. I mean, they don't even have a back. They got nothing. A stool is just that is a lazy person who was making a chair and just stopped.
Uh-huh.
just like, nah.
And I get there's a handful of a folding chair. Fine, you're gonna sit in one of those. But I'm talking about
an office chair. We have a couple here.
Chairs in cars, things like that. Those are places where armrests mandatory, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
And all they're taking them away from us.
Why?
Why are they taking them away from us? I had a rental car last week, and no armrest. What kind of car has no armrest? You're supposed to sit there with your arms down? Well, you're going to leave them at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock forever?
I guess.
By the definition of chair, an armrest is not included. By the definition of what a chair is, it says with a back and four legs is how you define a chair.
That's
so
the old Latin definition. No one cares about
that. Armrests are just, it's luxury. That's luxury.
Well,
that's apparently high
they
grade.
They don't want you to lean.
I lived a life of luxury. That's what I want. Over the weekend, I was in a hotel.
Uh-huh.
This hotel had two chairs in it in my room.
Okay.
Both of them as uncomfortable as the other one. I mean, it was like lower back pain. And it was one that sat at a desk. And I'm trying to sit at this desk and do a little bit of work.
You don't know how to sit.
No armrest. And this chair was slightly too far back. And it would lean as soon as you kind of lean it.
Oh, that's no good.
How do you sit at a desk all the way back like this? My arms ain't long enough for that.
It's a little bit of a workout.
And it hurt.
Yeah.
It hurt me. I sat there for 10 minutes and I thought, if I sit here any longer, I'm going to have to go to the chiropractor. That's how bad this desk chair is. Where the armrest at?
Because you were missing armrest, it really screwed you over, huh?
Exactly. Nobody taking away armrest from us. We have arms and we need them to rest. Please. Who or what needs to be told? Fork you, Antoine.
Fork you to my own attention to detail.
Or
lack of. Okay. I went to bed the other night, and I think, same routine for the majority of people. You go in, you plug your phone in the charger, and then you go to bed.
Sure.
You get into bed. And so I do that, and I'm laying in the bed. It's probably like 2:30 in the morning. And I wake up, and I'm like, what time is that? I look at my phone, and it says the time, but it also says 15%.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, that's not possible.
What's going on?
Because I plug my phone in, so I unplug it. So at this point, I'm starting to wake up. So I'm really angry right now. I'm like, unplug it back in. still not charging. What's going on? I'm like, I'm just going to sleep. And I go to sleep angry and I sleep terribly for the next couple of hours. I wake up and I look and I plug the charger in. Only one of the prongs
was plugged in.
The other one was just dangling all out, loosey-goosey.
What do you have, like, free-flowing plugs that are just floating through the air? You can do that?
It was to an extension cord.
It was an extension cord.
Because we already talked about how stupid plugs are, where they're like right in the middle of the bed, so there's no good place.
That's the way I am, because I got an old house. I got to have that stupid extension cord on the side.
And I don't even have my charger plugged in, so I'm mad, I'm angry.
And at 15%. At 10%.
Yeah, by the time I woke up, it was like 7%.
Yeah, that's why I'm so upset. You felt like that's how women live all the time.
Exactly.
7%.
How do you live on this life?
Fuck you.
Who or what needs to be told? Monica's mad at me. Yes. Says I've ruined her entire life this week. So we're going to get into that in a second. Also, you 52353 if you want to text in, and we're going to do a prize for our favorite. So you get an advantage if you call to try to win those Railyard Dogs tickets. That's 540-774-9236. 800-468-9236. Who or what needs to be told to fork you? You gonna try to fork me?
Uh-huh.
Well, fork you too. Find out next. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you!
You say I need to be told to fork you?
Fork you and your stories.
Talk
this
to me
week.
That way. Oh, am I spinning yarns?
Your stories is because you came out with water. Having water on your nightstand to how you shouldn't drink it.
Oh,
and then also
yeah.
with the towels, because I thought about it when you said the washcloth, you have to have a new washcloth daily.
Yes.
Yeah, so let me, because these stories, these were like life ruiners for a lot of people, myself included, is if you put water on your nightstand, by the time it gets to the morning, you shouldn't ever drink out
bacteria.
Of that thing again, the bacteria. And I know a lot of us will just keep recycling that same water.
Uh-huh.
So you can't do that one.
And then with the towels.
And then the towels, it's max usage 3 days on a bath towel before you're just rubbing mold on yourself. And washcloth, one day.
Yeah,
one day.
And that's too much laundry to have.
Yeah. It's a lot of it.
I was thinking about this morning when I was using a washcloth this morning.
Yeah.
I was like, crap.
Uh-huh. So you
I need
say
to throw
it
this
too.
In the water. Yeah, right. Fork you, Zach. Yeah.
Fork me. Fork science. I didn't science. Fork mold. What did I do?
And we were talking earlier in the best of where you were saying we weren't supportive of you because we didn't support your dip class and all of that.
I
would like to point out that I'm pretty sure we talked about all this laundry stuff before we talked about the dip class. And I think it was retaliation for you ruining our laundry.
Oh, it was, for sure.
I was just the mold messenger, and you shot me. Why did you do that? I was trying to help you.
Didn't want your message, Paul Revere.
Fine, turn the lanterns off. Forget it. Well, Monica was just, she was very suggestive of everything, because then she was all mad, because yesterday, I think it was in Ghost Hunters, the guy said the word mistake.
Mistake,
and
yeah.
Because he said the word mistake, and he said it like
night.
Monica had to have steak last
night. I sure
night.
Did, I had a ribeye.
Because he called you Miss.
Yeah,
steak.
Mistake. So
Miss
Steak.
Like,
did
nice
you have to get
over
a,
there?
Was it a little lady steak because it was a Miss Steak?
Oh, that was a good one.
Who or what needs to be told? Fork you.
Fork you.
Text 52353. Fork you, crabby old deli lady.
Ooh.
Mm.
Now, do you think that was the person working the deli or a crabby lady who went to the deli? Because I've seen that where they bark orders at the person cutting the meat. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
I think it's the woman that's working.
I think it's the woman that's working, too. Mm. That would be my assumption.
Yeah. You think so? Yeah. Well, fork
like,
you.
What do you want? Turkey or ham?
Exactly.
How about fork you crabby old ladies in general? Why are they so crabby?
They're everywhere. In the line to get, like, their prescriptions and stuff. Oh,
Woo!
They are so angry right then.
You feel like as men get older, We get like, we turn into these small, cute little perverts. We're like, hey, honey, pinch, pinch, pinch. I'm very confused. We're confused. We're adorable. Women, the older they get, y'all are mad.
Yeah.
This is mad.
We just like, come on with it. What is it?
The older the men get, the less we care. The older the women get, the more you care.
Yeah, exactly.
Everything makes you angry.
Uh-huh.
No.
And they're probably mad because we men don't care. That's what it is.
Like,
I got to go yell at somebody at the grocery store because he don't even listen to me anymore. Josh, 52353, fork you to the outlets in the middle of where the bed is. My fiance yells at me every day because I drag around the extension cord with me to be able to charge my phone upstairs and downstairs to take it everywhere, and she gets so angry.
They suck.
Again, it's fork you to our forefathers, our elders and our ancestors. Just, they didn't think about,
they didn't think about it.
The internet at all. They didn't take into consideration what our house would look like on Instagram.
They
Stupid.
Were not forward thinking.
They were not
at all.
Forward thinking. They're all saying things like, ooh, we need a fireplace in order to live and stay warm.
Blah, blah,
well,
blah.
I know. Yeah. That's just idle talk. No wonder they died so early. They didn't pamper themselves. Text 52353, whatever's on your mind. Coming up next, Antoine, do you have some sort of demand of what you would like around here? Is that your idea?
Not necessarily here, because I don't know where we would put it, but just in general.
Oh, but we'll make it happen.
Okay. With a yes, I demand it for here.
Okay. We're talking about the random weird thing that you wish your job would have, and it's because Antoine has a specific demand for here.
Yes.
I want something here, too. I've mentioned it in the past, and we would have to clear some space for it, but that's okay.
I need some space for mine, too.
We deserve these things. We don't want to be like our forefathers that didn't care about plugs. We care, man. That's next. It is time for changes to be made. Your workplace should be less stupid than it is already.
Yes.
And that's Antoine says there are things that he demands around here.
Yes.
We have to clear some space. We have to do some construction to make it happen around here.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
I think we can bulldoze at least one section of our sales department. Who cares?
Oh, no.
Let's get them out of here.
I would like a media room where they're constantly showing like TV shows or movies, like just constantly in rotation.
A media room.
Yeah, okay. So like I could go sit in there, like for me, like watching.
Is it a Will Smith room?
No, it doesn't have to be. It could be episodes of The Office, but like that 15-minute like recharge.
Okay.
Like, because everybody, you need that recharge moment where you can just forget about work and then come back in this new energy.
So you're saying you need sort of, it's a break room, really.
Yeah, a break room, but I need streaming services in that break room.
I don't
want tables where other people want to come in and sit and talk to me. I don't want to talk to you. I want to go in there, get away from real life, watch The Office, watch a Will Smith movie.
Uh-huh. I don't think we're responsible enough to handle that here.
Oh yeah, because people would watch
Take
the entire season.
People treat this place like one media room anyway, just chatting.
We are the media.
The giant break room. I know we are, so we're just one big room. You know, when you started talking, I thought you said the meteor room.
The meteor?
Yes.
Oh. Yes.
I love astronomy, damn it.
Yes.
And I want to celebrate it all the time. We're going to track meteors all the time. I've said it time and time again. This place where we work is absolutely absurd because we do not have an omelet station.
I know, we've been talking about it for a while.
It's like
we have
omelet station.
Yeah, well, we kind of do, but it's, you know, it's our gadgets are, you know.
No, we don't have an omelet station, Monica, because an omelet station would be where I walk over and there is omelets being made by a person with a white hat on and all these different bowls with ingredients in them.
That would be nice.
And I pick out those ingredients.
Yeah.
Once a week.
I think
we could work once a week to start.
You got to raise your standards.
Every Friday we have an omelet station. I would sign up
Monica's
for that.
Like, look, aim low. Once a once.
Once
How about
a
once? Once a once. That's all we need. Yeah. But we don't have an omelet bar. I don't even know how I've managed to work here for as long as I have.
No omelets.
Shame.
We're just sitting here hungry.
A lot of people think like, ooh, I would love if my job had puppies. Who's going to clean up after all of these puppies?
Yeah, puppies.
No. It's going to end up being you, the one that wanted it.
Mm-hmm.
Nah.
No, and then you won't. No, it'll be the person the one who wants it won't do it. And then it'll just be there, and you're the one you're going to walk in. There's going to be duty. Whoever's the first person in the office is going to be stuck with all of that. Yeah, you don't want puppies.
No, don't want that. Yeah, and when I think about work, mine is actually lazy, though. It would make us really lazy. Instead of having an elevator go up and down, just like a sideways, an elevator just to zoom us down the hall to Star Country.
So not an escalator. You don't want like a moving walkway or anything.
No.
You want to
hit a button.
I want to hit a button. Ding. We stop right here.
Ding.
We're going to $2.99.
That's not lazy at all.
That's Wall-E type of stuff.
I like that, though. I like it.
Yeah, why don't we just set up little scooter stations?
Ding.
Maybe we should start getting Lime scooters just around the building.
Ooh, let's do it.
Walking is just so blah.
It's extra. It's so 2019.
It's basic is what it is, Antoine. Our legs, we need to up our game. Text 52353. Is there a random weird thing that you demand? I'm not even, it changed. It says wish your job had, oh no. We demand
that we have
side
it.
Elevators and nap chambers. And omelets. We need all of these things. That's on the way. Also, we have Hip Hop Spelling Bee for Jurassic Quest tickets. It's our last four packs. So if you want to win those, that'll be at 8:10 here on the Thang.
One big
Jurassic Quest tickets on the way in the Hip Hop Spelling Bee. Talking about random weird things you wish your job had. This person says, I demand a private bathroom for my department. I even put in a work order and it was denied. I am sick of going down the hall where the bathroom has been blown up by the water buffaloes in the office down there.
Man. Good gracious.
Those people need to go see a doctor. Something is wrong.
Gosh.
There's certain people you think, what is, that's not normal.
Good gracious.
It can't be. Text 52353, because Antoine sort of wants this break room media facility.
Yes.
Amanda Lynchburg said they had a room. It was called the Xbox room. Had couches, TV, Xbox. But people took advantage. And now it's called the Boom Boom Room.
Ew.
I know you can't sit down.
Text 52353, the weird thing you wish your job had. I wish my job had employees that actually do their job. All right, you know what? Let me tell you right now. That is never going to happen. Stop living in fantasy land. We're going to get Monica's Willy Wonka elevator before any of that happens. So no, don't even.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List.
We have to say happy birthday to Brianna. She turned 32.
Happy birthday, Riri.
Do we have to?
No, we don't have to.
Right.
But that's what we're doing.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, happy birthday.
If you said, we would like to say happy birthday, I'd be like, sure, I'd like to say happy birthday.
She doesn't care. Clearly, but when you make, she's partying.
You make me have to. I don't want to.
Yeah, well, and she doesn't really care because she's hanging out in Mexico having a big party, tequila party. That's what they said. I mean, and she has so much money, many friends and stuff.
She made so much money or continues to make so much money on the Fenty line.
Yep.
Where this is why she hasn't put out any new music. Why?
She's like, I don't have to.
Yeah,
I don't need to.
Everyone's like, oh,
and she was dating a billionaire for a time there.
Yeah.
I don't know where he's at now.
Is she a billionaire yet?
No.
Not yet.
That company's
got to be worth. I don't
know
how close she is, but.
But I don't know how much she owns of it and everything. She's getting there. I mean, she's going to be.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. So she's hanging out in Mexico for her birthday.
$600 million. So net worth.
What a loser.
I know. And 32. She's like, I have so much money. I don't even know what to do.
If you could hang out anywhere for your birthday, because your birthday's coming up, where would you like to go?
Ooh. I want to go to Cali.
Cali?
California.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Like your friend Cali's house.
My friend Cali's house.
Is there a specific city?
Well, I mean, San Diego is beautiful, and I've been there before, so I will say
I know California's a broad answer. It's like, Antoine, I would like to go to America. I'm going to America.
I heard great things about
Compton. Oakland.
yes.
I've heard about
there.
It. But
okay,
yeah.
That's good. I think I'd go to Italy, sit and have food on the
Mediterranean. Yeah, but that's like one day. It's like
it's my birthday. I'm going
for one
day. Yeah, I'll get bored. But okay.
You're going to get bored in Italy.
That's what she said.
Okay. But Oakland is on her list for a whole week. Boy, you can get lost in Oakland,
it's beautiful.
Antoine.
I'll take in the weekend or whatever and be like, all right.
And when you get lost in Oakland, you never make your way out either. So
have you seen Jersey Shore's Vinny?
No.
Because he's doing Chippendales.
Oh,
he's doing Chippendales,
that.
And he looks great. So they said that they want to keep him and have him do the show.
Vegan Vinny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's vegan.
Oh, now he's vegan?
I'm pretty sure he's vegan.
Because he was Keto Guido.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. I mean,
I know which silly. What does he want to be? The double V vegan. Does he want to be the keto Guido? What is it?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of another one off the top of my head real fast, and I can't. I can't because it's a long week, and I don't want to go to dip class.
Yeah, they're calling
him
Keto Guido, and he's gonna be doing like a 7-week engagement with Chippendales.
And you say looks good.
Looks good.
He was a vegan. I don't know if he still is, but he was one.
Well, Keto Guido sounded better.
Yeah.
Dialed in, so he went. It depends on what city he's in. If he's in Portland, Oregon, he's vegan. If he's like in a meat-eating city, he's the Keto Guido. That's how it all works. The Hip Hop Spelling Bee is next for Jurassic Quest tickets. Then Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend on the way. What is worth watching? The movies, streaming, TV, all of those things. That's on the way. They did a taste test. Guys, and people couldn't tell the difference between regular butter and blank butter. What was that delicious butter concoction? You'll find out next and blow your mind now. Get ready for a little hip-hopping, spelling, and being. That would be the hip-hop spelling bee right here. It's the hip-hop spelling bee. The hip-hop spelling bee.
Say what?
I said the hip-hop spelling bee. The hip-hop spelling bee.
The show does.
What's up? Julia, hey.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going? How are you?
Pretty good.
What's what do you got going on this weekend? Any plans?
No huge plans. It's my husband's birthday on Monday, so we're probably going to go out to eat and do something fun this weekend.
Is he a birthday guy? Does he make this, it's my birthday month declaration?
No,
because he's a man, and none of us do that. Right, just to be clear.
You can if you want to.
No, because that's what Monica does.
You could do it.
Monica's birthday is in, I believe, 2 months, and she's already preparing to declare the birthday month. A month in advance, and then she declares a birthday month the month afterward as well.
It's having fun.
It's just gross.
Birthday hangover.
Okay, Julia, would you like to team up with Antoine or the egomaniac over here? When I say that with
Who's going to win?
Well, that's kind of the whole point. Yep.
All right, let's go with Monica.
Okay.
Woo-hoo! All right.
Monica and Julia. That means Chelsea, it'll be you and Antoine, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, and Chelsea, are you a birthday month kind of girl?
No, just a week.
Okay.
Just a birthday week.
There
just
you
a
go. Week.
Just like 7 days.
That's all it is. I'm like a birthday 16 hours. Like, that's really all
you
I need.
You don't even need the
You would never take a day off for you to celebrate. Because I know people that take days off, like, for work.
Oh, my God.
For that,
I'm not against
birthday.
That. I'm not against it. I haven't done it, and I won't do it, but I'm not against it.
Trust me, I'm always for taking days off. Yeah. It's just when it's attached to something. No, I don't want to do that. And again, what you take is a day after your birthday off. If you really want to celebrate, you got to do this right. Okay, Juliana or Juliana, either one, and Chelsea here in the game. Hip-hop spelling bee, we go back and forth. They give you a rapper, and you got to spell it. You get it wrong, your opponent has a chance to steal. And we go until we don't feel like playing anymore. Monica Brooks, you were selected first, so you get to go first.
Okay.
Here we go. Hip-hop spelling bee. Please spell smooth L.
Smooth L?
Smooth L. Smooth L. Smooth
female.
L.
Female?
I don't know.
Okay.
Smooth L.
There's like 10 different ways in my head for you to spell this.
I think it's a guy.
You think it's a guy?
Smooth L.
And then it changes it.
Okay. Smooth L.
So smooth L.
Smooth L.
S-M-O-O-T-H-L. Capital L.
That means you're wrong.
I'm sorry, that is not how you spell smooth L.
I can't decide if he's saying smooth L or smooth L. In which case, I'm going smooth L, S-M-O-O-V-E-L-L-E. Smooth L.
Like I'm smooth L.
Like I'm smooth L.
Okay.
Closer, but wrong.
That means you're wrong.
Sorry.
Okay.
Smooth L, which I thought I was pretty clear. I kept saying smooth L.
You did. You kept enunciating.
Well, I had bad hearing
I know. And because you kept saying smooth.
And I kept cranking
and I would say
my
smooth. Smooth L is pronounced, or it's spelled, it's pronounced smooth L. Spelled S-M-O-O-V-E. Apostrophe L.
That's it.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
I didn't need the apostrophe. You just said L.
Just said
okay.
L.
Well, sure.
Smooth L. Okay.
Crap. I was almost there.
No points for you in round one. Antoine, here's yours in round one. Please spell Black Atlas. Black Atlas.
Black Atlas.
Not to be confused with Normal Atlas that has maps in it and all those things by Rand McNally. This is Black Atlas. What's all he doing?
Does he put a dollar sign at the end?
Mm. Oh, there's lots of questions when it comes to the S's.
All right. Dang, Black Atlas. I'm just going B-L-A-C-K-A-T-L-A-S. Black Atlas.
Ding.
Nope.
Oh! That means you're wrong.
Dong.
Oh, I thought he had it. Okay. Ooh,
sorry.
Is it the dollar sign?
Is it the dollar sign?
Is it that dang dollar sign? You know it better not be. Okay, Black Atlas. B-L-A-C-K-A-T-L-A. Dollar sign. Black Atlas.
Is it that dang dollar sign?
Uh-huh.
No!
Oh, crap.
Jeez. That means you're wrong.
Not off to a good start.
No, you are. It's a terrible start so far. Black Atlas. B-L-A-C-K.
Uh-huh.
A-T-L-A-S-S.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Extra
like
S.
It. That's stupid.
Black Atlas.
Is it stupider than a dollar sign?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. An extra S is dumber than a dollar sign. All right, fair enough.
Dollar sign could be one S.
Round two of the hip-hop
spelling
bee.
Round two.
Monica Brooks. I just love this dude's name. Landon Cube.
Landon Cube?
Landon Cube.
He's a nice gentleman.
Right, it's like your friend Landon. I thought, I like gangster rap from the 90s, so I'm like Ice Cube. But I'm his white neighbor.
Landon Cube.
Landon Cube.
Okay, Landon Cube. L-A-N-D-O-N-C-U-B-E. Landon Cube.
Adorable
yeah, just
little.
Straightforward.
Hi, I'm Landon. I deliver
He's in Hendrix class.
Oh, yes, Landon
yes.
Cube. Yeah, well.
Correct.
Oh, there it is. It's an unfair advantage because he's in Hendrix's class.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Five-year-old rapper.
Uh-huh. Landon Cube.
Oh, that's
what
cute.
A great name. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm Landon.
Sweet.
Cube. Hi.
All
Antoine,
right.
Pressure's on.
Yes, it is.
If you lose, Chelsea's weekend is ruined.
I'm sorry, Chelsea.
If you get a point
if
here.
I lose.
We go to tiebreaker. Please spell G Herbo. G Herbo.
G Herbo.
G Herbo has a new song today on.
You know
Spotify.
Who this is.
I know who it is.
G Herbo. I watched an interview with him
I do believe so.
Okay. Oh,
she does believe so.
G Herbo.
G.
All right.
Herbo.
I'm going G.
That's correct.
H E R B O. G Herbo. Is that it?
I believe that's it.
This is Chelsea's entire weekend.
So we can do tiebreaker.
Hangs in the balance
of this. G Herbo is.
Yes.
Okay.
I don't listen to a lot, but I know he pops up in my news.
He could walk in here right now, and I'd be like, "Hey, are you an intern?"
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
My God, do you work at
FIR?
Hey,
G Herbo.
That's up, G Herbo. That is correct. G
Herbo.
H-E-R-B-O. And I did have to listen to an interview to make sure it wasn't G Herbo.
Mm. Hey,
is.
You want some basil on that?
I don't know. It's a G Herbo. How's that any dumber than two S's? All right. It all comes down to this. Hip-hop spelling bee. One final tiebreaker. You buzz in with your name if you think you know the answer. Get it right, you win. Get it wrong, you lose. Here we go. Spell Rocky.
Monica.
Monica.
Ooh.
Please spell Rocky.
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 Wow. Okay.
Rocky. I'm
trying to think, I know the rapper Rocky. This is not ASAP.
Nope, so, I didn't say that.
We said ASAP.
Nope.
That would have been different.
Yep.
Rocky.
Different Rocky.
Is he throwing a straightforward one at you for the tiebreaker?
Rocky.
What are you doing? Rocky.
Rocky.
You're saying like that. Rocky. Uh-huh.
Watch, listen to me. Rocky.
Okay.
All right.
R-O-C-C-K-Y. Rocky.
Ooh.
Rocky.
R-O-C-C-K-Y. Rocky is.
No. That means you're wrong.
All I do is win. I'm sorry.
Listen. Yeah, Chelsea.
Rocky.
Sometimes you win by doing nothing.
It's true.
And what they do.
And they stay there. It's an important life lesson. Sometimes in America, you don't do squat and you still get rewarded for it. So that's what it is.
Rocky.
Antoine, give me your guess on, again, watch me. Rocky.
All right, I'm going to go R-H-O-C-K-Y.
That would be Rocky.
Okay.
See, Rocky is R-A-H-K-Y. Rocky.
No, I wouldn't have gotten that one.
But it doesn't matter. You didn't need to.
Because need
Monica
to, Chelsea.
Screwed
yeah,
it up.
Chelsea, you're going to Jurassic Quest this weekend at the Berglund Center. Get your tickets at berglundcenter.com.
They swapped out your regular butter with freaky weird new butter.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
You ain't even going to be able to tell the difference. That's what they say.
Oh, really?
I don't believe them.
You don't?
I don't believe them.
Well,
no.
We'll find out.
All right. And I have two neighbors. I have a neighbor that had a dark substance coming from upstairs through the walls.
That's disgusting.
Yes, it is. Wait till you find out what it is.
Yeah, I have a guy that was injured while in something.
Of course you do. I don't even know what that means. It just seemed fitting right there.
Yeah, he crashed something.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you right now, they did a taste test. And people couldn't tell the difference between regular butter and blank butter.
What?
Regular butter.
I can't believe
and
it's
blank
not butter.
Butter.
I couldn't tell the difference. They served them two different Belgian waffles.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
One of them had regular butter in it.
Okay.
The other one had what? A. Bug butter. B. Synthetic grown butter from poop molecules. Or C.
Breast milk butter.
C.
C.
That means you're wrong.
New bug butter, baby.
Bug butter.
Bug butter.
The pus from a bug.
Yeah, ew. It's insect fat they use instead of butter. Dairy-based fats, blah, blah, blah. It's the black soldier fly larva.
Ew.
Yeah.
When you say flies, I mean, I guess it's protein.
I guess.
Yeah.
A lot of things are protein. Doesn't make it good.
Yeah, and they did this test, and people could not tell the difference. One of them was made with all butter and no insect fat.
Uh-huh.
The other one was 75% regular and 25% insect fat.
Yeah.
And the other one was half and half.
Ew.
And no one could tell the difference between the three.
Can't believe it's not butter.
Yuck.
Where's Fabio? Was he the spokesperson one time?
I believe he was.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
That mane.
Mm-hmm. No clue.
And then he'll just have doodoo flies all over him. Like, oh, it's so delicious.
Mm.
It's, you know what it is? It's the black sludge that's leaking from Antoine's neighbor's house.
Yes.
It's bug butter, baby. Oh.
Yes, because my guy, AJ, him and his roommate were sitting in their apartment, and all of a sudden they look at the wall, and there's this dark substance that smells that's coming through the walls.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Because no matter what it is, if it's a real thing, it's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a haunting, also
it's terrifying.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is
it's no
all
good.
Bad.
No good.
Now,
what was it?
Was it poop? Was it blood? Or was it syrup?
Oh.
It was in their apartment, and it's coming through the walls.
Okay.
They said it smelled bad.
I would assume, like, there's a pipe broken. It's poop.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to hold on to hope. That during the syrup making process, it smells funny in the beginning, and their upstairs neighbor was making unauthorized syrups of all kinds. I'm going syrup.
Well, Zach, you're right about the upstairs neighbor, but you're wrong about what it was. It
that
was blood. The upstairs neighbor died.
Oh,
and the body.
That's a terrible story.
And the body had not been found.
Yeah.
And so it started decomposing. So the blood from the body was coming through.
Oh, God.
Well, this is an awful story.
I can't believe I'm going to say
terrible
this.
Story.
I have never said this in my entire life, and I'm going to say it right now. I really want to hear Monica's story.
I mean, yeah, after that, my goodness, you got to move.
Yeah, you got to move. I got to move cities. Like, I just can't.
No, that's just like, it's in your
I would never have an upstairs neighbor again. I would I'd need to live either in a penthouse or my own house.
You would rather have it poop.
Yeah.
The, leak down.
The neighbor, unfortunately, had been dead for a week.
I
know. Body started decomposing.
You gave more details? Okay, well, let's go. Okay, so this man was injured after crashing his what?
Sometimes you should never share.
He crashed A, his golf cart, B, his tractor, C, his buffalo.
All right. He just crashed something. This I just think he crashed his buffalo, man. Oh, my buffalo!
I'm gonna go with the tractor. Makes sense.
Well, it was his golf cart, and this is also a nudist camp.
That means
so this dude was riding naked.
Random
and
deal.
And crashed into a tree, and they had to rescue his ass.
Literally, because it was out.
He's all right.
Because it was showing.
Grab him by his buttocks.
But he was at a nudist camp, riding all fast in his golf cart, and then crashed into a tree.
Is that a putter or? Never mind.
Yeah, in Maryland. So they have some nudist camps going on in Maryland.
It just seems too cold to have one of those in Maryland.
You would think, but my goodness. And if you're the police and you're, you know, the medic and you have to rescue this man.
There are so many golf jokes that can be made.
Oh, you know what?
That can be made right now.
I'm going to tell you right now, had I known ahead of time that he was nude, I would have never made my guess because that buffalo would have been like, oh,
that's
hell no.
Ride.
No, no.
I would have stayed with tractor.
Yeah, you ain't riding this buffalo. That ain't happening. Antoine's binge watch weekend is next.
What's worth shy sauce.
I'm going to go home. I'm done. I retire. Awesome foursome on the way to officially kick off the weekend for throwback songs, but we will do the binge watch weekend next. Monica, Antoine's going to tell us what's worth watching this weekend.
Yes.
And based on his blow your mind story, it's probably going to be like a rotting corpse or something.
So
Antoine's binge watch weekend.
But it will be entertaining, that rotting corpse.
It's a show
and
called.
Give it more detail. Like, why do you go back in? Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm just saying, the body had been there for a week.
What are you doing?
It's a show called Bodies in a Field. And it's on Netflix. Enjoy.
No. Yeah.
If you missed the blow your mind story that Antoine just brought us, consider yourself fortunate and don't go back to the podcast to get it.
You gotta watch cartoons after you
Send a text in to 52353. I'll tell you all about it.
You know what? There was a text to 52353 from Sarah, and it says, "Wow, Antoine. Wow."
She was excited. She went to learn more. That's what that was.
Wow.
That's what it was. Wow.
But while if you're not gonna read that great story, this weekend I have a couple things that I think that you guys should partake in.
Okay. Enjoy.
And one of them is a guilty pleasure for me.
All right.
And I'm interested to see Zach in particular how you would feel about this.
Okay.
All right. So a guilty pleasure for me is the show Impractical Jokers.
Mm.
It comes on True TV. With Joe, Sal, Murr, and Q, they're pulling pranks on each other.
You know, it's interesting. I hear so much about that show.
I love that show.
I've heard nothing but good things. Never watched it.
I absolutely love it. And now they have a movie that's out this weekend in Roanoke. They have a movie. And I don't know. What? I don't like the way you said
they have a movie.
You mean it's longer than 20 minutes?
Yes. It's a little, it's right under 2
Tell
hours.
Me more about this rotting dead body. I'd rather watch that. I'm good.
But the show is such a guilty pleasure. Watching them pull pranks on each other and make each other do crazy things that I think that the movie would be really good and really entertaining because the budget's bigger, so the pranks are bigger.
Okay.
So correct me if I'm wrong. This movie would sort of be a higher brow version of Jackass. Is that sort of what we have
Very
here?
Higher brow. Oh, nobody's getting hurt.
Jack is the lowest of the low on this one.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's fun. It's fun pranks. It's fun and good spirit. Kids can watch this. Kids couldn't watch Jackass. That was they put Hot Wheel cars in places. No, they couldn't do that.
No, in
the movie theater, I'm going to see, and I think you should go see the Impractical Jokers movie.
All right, I was not even aware that there was a movie.
So there you go, Naina. All right, this next one's for Monica, and I'm asking her help because I know that she watches the show Lock and Key on Netflix. I've only heard amazing things, and the synopsis sounds like a show I could get into.
Okay, yeah, because Monica said she watched it the other day and she really liked it, but I did not invest in the conversation enough to ask her what the show is actually about.
Well, there's a lot of suspense to it. Uh-huh. It involves a family and the drama. There's history there. It goes back, like you have flashbacks to the father.
Uh-huh.
There's a lot of details, a lot of things surrounding the dad.
So what do they list the synopsis as with all those things? Is she describing it right? Or
Yes. Okay. But the things that... elements that she's missing her is it's supernatural, so it's dimensions.
Yeah. Okay.
Lock and key, they're actually looking for keys that have certain powers attached to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you like the show, what was it like Finding Dion or Dion, whatever, Missing Dion?
Netflix. Yeah,
that show with that little kid with the powers, then I think you'll like.
Okay. Because I'll be completely honest. You told me the other day that you did Lock and Key, and I saw the name of it, and I thought maybe since Jordan Peele was doing all those horror movies now, it was Key's new comedy show with some guy named Locke.
Yeah.
It was Lock and Key, and they were doing something.
And it's based off of a comic, but it's not like a superhero type thing. It's just supernatural.
It's really weird. Oh my gosh, yeah, but I enjoy it. I enjoy that.
Lock and Key, and that's on
Netflix.
Netflix, okay.
Yes, and on Hulu, I think I feel comfortable to say Monica's familiar with this woman, Dr. Ruth.
Oh, yes, I watched Dr. Ruth.
The love therapist is the way I'll describe her.
Yeah. Dr. Ruth was the jam back in the 80s. Mm-hmm. She's this tiny little German woman.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you right
now. Her story is really interesting.
I thought she was 80 to 90 years old back in 1985. Seriously. And she is still alive.
She's still kicking. I think she teaches at a university somewhere.
Yeah.
And she's got some sort of, it's for the mashing of potatoes and that whole area.
Yep. Yes.
And she gives
original
advice
OG.
And tips. She is the OG.
Yeah. Yeah. So on Hulu, they're doing a documentary called Ask Dr. Ruth, where it's going through not so much what she does for a living, but how she got to where she is.
It's pretty
She's
good.
A Holocaust survivor and all that. So it goes through all of her history.
I've watched it.
With the entertaining part, because she will talk about, you know, stuff.
Yeah, she does sprinkle that in.
Yeah.
And but she has this little German voice. It's very
But her background story is amazing.
She's so tiny.
Holocaust survivor.
Small woman.
Yeah. She's got to be 200 by now. The woman is 200 years old. It's amazing.
So she has a documentary. It's 94% on Rotten Tomatoes called Size Does Not Matter.
And that's on Hulu.
And that's on Hulu. So Hulu, Ask Dr. Ruth. If you go to Netflix, Lock and Key, supernatural, with a lot of family stuff involved. And then if you go to the movie theater, go check out the Impractical Jokers movie. Stop laughing. It's going to be entertaining and great.
Okay.
I saw them live when they came to Roto a couple years ago.
I've heard great things. Yeah. I really have. I don't know why I've never watched
They're my friends in my head.
Okay. Your head is an interesting place.
There's a lot of friendships up there.
There is.
One-sided friendships.
Boy, he just sits home by himself on the weekends and all his imaginary friends, Will Smith and the Impractical
Jokers. What are you doing, Joe, over there?
Jay-Z, all that different stuff. Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend. You'll always be able to refer back on the podcast or at K92MorningThing.com if you want the rundown. If you forget later tonight, you want to call it up and see.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.